Back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Text line 251-343-0106. You want to be in touch with the program, all you got to do is text me. So it'll come, Dale Jackson. That's about an hour from now. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, my colleague from Breitbart News, Bradley J. But here now with us at the Fairhope Bureau. Yes, still the Fairhope Bureau, as construction is now underway for a new studio. In case you're wondering, Representative, that's why it's so cluttered. We are remodeling,
but it's all good. I dodged a few trucks out there, so I may be parked in their way, but it's all good. The garbage is empty out there.
Okay, that's always a thing. Well, State Representative Jennifer Fiddler is with us. Yeah, so we are going to move this where we are sitting now. We're going to finish the garage and get a little bit bigger space than what we have now. But some days I have to go to Mobile while they're doing demo, but now they're at the phase where I guess next they're going to pour concrete to in the garage to give us a higher floor, and that'll be later this week. So, it's moving faster than I thought it would, but that's why things are a little junky around.
Didn't even notice. All good.
A little cluttered. So, here we are. It's week four of our illustrious legislative session. It seems like it just started, but, it's...
We're day 9 or 10. I mean, it is. We're 30%. We're right at 30% through legislative session.
I guess the beginning goes by so fast because you burn through the days to get those 5 days with the readings and whatnot.
Yeah, those first 2 weeks, we had 3-day work weeks. And last week with 2, and then this week's going to be another 2. So, yeah, we're here at 10. So 30% through. I if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk to a little bit about a bill I've been working on to do with women's access for options if they're diagnosed with a trauma or disease. And it's really anybody, if male or female, but if a patient... It's mostly female, so we can talk in the she sense.
Well, before you give us the background, I mean, obviously you tell us what it is, but then give us the background of the status quo and what we're hoping to fix with this.
The problem is that most women, when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, do not hear all their options that are available to them when they have to consider reconstruction. We have over 3,000 women a year that's diagnosed with breast cancer, and about over 2,000 of them have to consider mastectomy, unfortunately. So, you know, when a woman's faced with this, they go see their doctor. The world is spinning, you know, that you've been diagnosed with cancer. It's hard to kind of focus. But when she doesn't hear all her options, when it goes to reconstruction, she can't, you know, there could be a reduced quality of life, you know, in her future or other issues. Some of these, so there's basically two options when you consider reconstruction. And a lot of these patients don't hear about that second option. The first option is implant-based. You can get a single mastectomy or double mastectomy, but if you do an implant and you only want a single mastectomy, it's hard to make that choice because you don't have the symmetry. Because if you can think about women who get breast augmentations, then those are just lifts. Then one of those were going to be naturally higher and, you know, different than the other natural breast. So the second option is harvesting your own tissue. This tissue can be from your tummy. It can be from the back of your leg or arms or anywhere you got extra fat. And it only gets in the fat. So years ago, there was a procedure called the tram flap that got into the muscle. And those cause complications because you would, when you get in that muscle and you pull that muscle out, sometimes you'd come up with a hernia if you were doing a tram flap in your belly. But this procedure, harvesting your fat, was pioneered over there in New Orleans about 30 years ago. So they've been doing this procedure, state of the art, for about 30 years. So a woman should have these two options, implant-based or harvest your own tissue. The harvest your own tissue is a longer, more intensive surgery, but it's like a one-and-done or two-and-done surgery, where you're implant-based. You have to come back every 10 years to replace your implants, and that's the medical standard. And every time we go under the knife, you know, there's always a risk of infection if you're doing tissue expanders after an implant. The women out there that are hearing this, or the families that have surrounded themselves around these women, you understand what I'm talking about right now. You have to go back in and do tissue expanders, and those are several surgeries to get the size that's your desired. You may minimum probably one or two, you know, maximum three or four, but every time you're put under, and every time there's a risk of infection. The tissue that you harvest, option two, is a longer surgery. It's more intense. It costs more on the front end, but we found studies that show that it pays for itself within a five-year time period. The quality of life for these women are over 90% higher than other procedures. So, but that's not, we don't hear about this other procedure. And then the doctors aren't here trying to provide it because they're not getting paid well enough for that intensive surgery, because there has to be two surgeons in there, at least two. One that has trained in microsurgery, which we don't have a whole lot of. It's a breeding ground in Louisiana because this has been around for so many years, and women are coming from all over the nation,
right,
going to New Orleans, and they're seeing our zip codes over there, going over to New Orleans and choosing this option. And so they see how many patients that are over here that could actually do this procedure. So the bill that I'm working on says we're going to educate our patients, and then we're going to make sure that there's the standard that most insurers look at, the Fair Health data. That's what we use as a base to pay our surgeons. And we hope we can get, you know, surgeons in our state that's offering this procedure. We've got somebody that is trying to do this. It did come to my attention through this doctor. I just happened, when he told me his story and told me about the bill, he did not personally, but when I heard about the bill that was passed in Arkansas last year in 2025, and that, you know, knowing that this actually pays for itself, it makes sense for the insurance companies, CENTS. And then it also makes sense for us to say, hey, this is the right thing for women. So the doctor that's been providing this service over here, he's coming to these roadblocks, and he's had to actually file these arbitration suits because the federal law, WICRA, the Women's Health Act of 1998, actually covers it. So actually, you know, when he went through the entire suit process, they win 80-90% of the time. And when that happens, you know, but it's over a year that he's getting reimbursed. So this has come to our attention, and we'd like to fix it here for these women in this state. Hopefully, you know, we can fix it. It is a national problem. It's not just here. Arkansas's fixing it. Hope we can do it and encourage doctors that provide these services to live here in this state and offer these services throughout for all the ladies in this state, that so they don't have to travel so hard. Just getting a doctor's appointment after you've been diagnosed with cancer is stressful because it takes so long to get in to a doctor. So, I mean, this could be weeks, and you've been diagnosed with cancer. So there's a fear that, you know, the time is a valuable, valuable commodity at this point in your life. So that's what we're working on. And I think that's a pretty good overview. Do you have any questions as I've been talking to you about it?
Yeah, and I just because maybe we weren't aware it was of the options, so you weren't aware necessarily that it was a problem until you're in that, I guess, until you're in that situation.
Well, yeah, you don't. You don't know it until somebody brings it to your attention. You got a loved one that's dealing with it. You're trying to help them. They're trying to negotiate and get through this whole process and trying to think through it and, you know, trying to stay calm in the storm, right, so to speak. But I've talked to women in North Alabama that just have said, I wish I had that option. You know, that would have been something I would have liked to have done.
What I told about their, you know, the options that are on the table, I guess, it's steered in a certain direction, maybe?
Well, they're not told because they don't offer it. And they don't offer it because there's not a standard that they're getting repaid. There is a doctor that's in Birmingham that does offer it. And but how do you get into this one doctor?
One practice.
For the entire state. You know, it's, yeah, it's difficult. I can't even imagine, you know, dealing with breast cancer and then... But, you know, dealing with it and not being able to make that timely choice because they can't, you don't have time to get over there to all the doctor's appointments and see the people and travel the 4 hours and make sure you hear and
do all the homework. I can't imagine. But that's I mean, it just seems like something you would have to deal with the way health insurance is in Alabama.
It's difficult. It's difficult to navigate through, patients to navigate through. And we just want to make sure it's easiest for our women to feel whole again. Now, you know, whenever you harvest your own tissue, and the reason why women consider this is because when you harvest your own tissue, that regulates, the temperature regulates in that part of your body, just like the rest of your body. An implant stays the certain temperature, colder, not as warm to the touch. It just doesn't regulate with the rest of your body. And again, those implants have to be replaced every 10 years, putting yourself back into the hospital every 10 years. You know, these, like I said, when you put the two procedures side to side, the lower, the better quality of life and the lower long-term impacts or with, you know, harvest your own tissue. We just want to make sure women hear those options. Not that they'll choose it, but they should be able to choose it, and they should be able to make that decision for what's right for them and their family, for their body and their family, to make them get back whole again as quickly as possible. Some of these surgeries can be done in one surgery. You can remove the diseased tissue, and you can replace it with healthy tissue in a one surgery. That's amazing. I mean, people are out there listening to me going, what? Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
This is just, it's no one's ever asked, so no one's identified as a problem. So you got to tell us a little bit about the bill itself. When has it been filed?
I was due to file it last week, Thursday. I did not. I have let our insurance company see it. They are very concerned. They feel like some of the comments have been, they feel like that it's been, it's going to blow up the whole structure of insurance and that it incentivizes out-of-network doctors. Well, the problem is the doctors hadn't been able to negotiate any of these rates. So they've had to, because it's an intensive surgery, there takes two surgeons in there. You know, it does cost more in the get-go. So they haven't just been able to do that for our women in this state. But they feel like that. But again, if they would just look at the data, look at the costs, they'd see in like 5 or 6 years it's going to pay for itself. That's what the studies show. So that's what the bill does. It educates. It puts that on the insurer. They're not happy with that. Or should it be the doctor who educates the patient?
But the doctor is got to be paid by the insurance company. So
Well, right. Then,
since it sounds like the path of least resistance is the path they steer you in on these procedures.
The path they know that they're going, they know about. I mean, that their people are trained about in their offices is right. Usually what you're hearing from. So we hope to educate either by the insurance companies or by the doctors. Right now in the bill, it's the insurance companies. So we are meeting with some of the insurance companies and MASA, the Medical Association, and going to try to iron that out. And then we hope to also find these solutions of how do we make sure this access for women. I've got a solution. The bill is a solution. But I've agreed to at least listen to our insurance companies so that I can hear their solution. Because we want to make sure all our ladies in this state have access to care and are educated about their options if they're dealing with this type of trauma, the one of the worst times in their entire life.
Let's work at a break here. We got State Representative Jennifer Fiddler for a few more minutes. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said,